The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Okay, let's put this in context. On Monday, Taoiseach Leo Varadkar was asked what he was doing to reduce his carbon footprint. He said he was trying to eat less meat for both health reasons and for climate change. Then he got this response from Danny Healy-Ray.
Them fellas that are talking about stopping people from eating meat never worked hard, because if you're a hard worker, there's nothing to revive you again than a piece of good meat, whether it is bacon and cabbage, beef or mutton stew.
Matty McGrath in the background there. Michael Healy-Ray got stuck into the Taoiseach yesterday in Dáil Éireann, and this is what Leo Varadkar had to say.
I specifically asked what I was doing on climate change, and I said that I was trying to eat less red meat, not giving it up. I had a very nice Hereford steak last night, but that I was trying to eat less red meat for two reasons. One, health, the other, climate change. And it's not flippant. It is a fact that red meat increases incidence of cancer and also contributes more to climate change. But I can reassure deputies that I've not become a vegan or anything like that. And I'm very happy to eat fish landed in Donegal, and poultry and turkeys and pork meat, and all of the wonderful products that Irish farmers of all sorts produce.
And hopefully not all at the one sitting. Though Pat McCormack, president of the Irish Creamy Milk Suppliers Association, can you just clarify for me, Hereford steak, is that an Irish beef?
Well, I'd hope it's Irish prime Hereford steak. Certainly, you know, there are a lot of Herefords produced in this country annually, and it's one of the prime cuts of beef that's out there. It's well sought after, as are many other native Irish bred cattle.
But now, are you worried that perhaps the Taoiseach is tapping into a trend as people are more health conscious, more environmentally conscious, are cutting back or giving up on their consumption of red meat?
I'm worried about the Taoiseach and his putting together the Irish beef and the Irish beef industry and our environmental challenges, because he is our parliamentary leader and he should be out there, given that we're an 90% exporting nation. He should be out there promoting Irish beef, and I'll tell you why. He should be promoting it because it's one of the most environmentally efficient in the globe. If the Taoiseach is serious about his environmental aspirations that he alluded to yesterday, he should have given a commitment that he'd veto any Mercosur deal, because that beef would be coming in from countries that are significantly less efficient at beef production. And
okay, sorry, you're going to have to explain to people what the Mercosur deal is.
That's a trade deal with third world countries where there'd be animal welfare and indeed environmental issues with that beef. And it's a real fly in the ointment in the context of Brexit. So if he's to be sincere about his environmental aspirations, that's the first commitment he should give.
Because the worry is that the British are going to bring in beef from the likes of Brazil, which may not be produced to the same environmental standards as here in Ireland.
Correct, with a far more of an environmental impact. And, you know, when we talk about in the environment, we have to talk about it in a global context. And if we are one of the most efficient, Taoiseach Varadkar should be out there blowing his trumpet on it, rather than saying he was contemplating eating less of it. Now,
right,
the second point I'd like to make is that while agriculture has a significant impact on the environment, so too does aviation. Now, the Taoiseach didn't give any commitment that there'd be less ministers or indeed junior ministers travelling over the coming weeks to parades around the globe when it comes to St. Patrick's Day. So if he's to be serious about his environmental aspirations, he should start where he can make a meaningful impact.
Well, OK, I'm going to put that to John Gibbons. Is that a fair point for Pat McCormack to make? We have a major beef industry here in Ireland, but it's an efficient beef industry by comparison with other countries in the third world, for example.
Yeah, I think Pat made a couple of very interesting points, and you know, probably our beef relative to, say, Brazilian beef, yeah, it's probably less inefficient, let's say, than Brazilian beef. But I guess the real issue here is that beef itself is inherently an extraordinarily inefficient way of turning primary energy into food, unbelievably inefficient. So that's the first thing to say about it. And I'll give you some numbers, Matt, on this, if I may. The European Commission did a published report in 2017, and what they examined was the emissions per euro of food production across the EU 28. Now, the EU 28 consists of, you know, countries, everything from tobacco production to beef to everything in between. So this is 28 countries, and what they discovered is that the country that produces the most emissions per euro of food produced in the entire EU 28 is Ireland. So, unfortunately, this flies right in the face of the line that we're constantly being fed, which is Ireland has an efficient, an environmentally efficient agricultural system. We have, in terms of its ability to produce output, the least efficient system in the entire European Union. Now, that's a tough thing to swallow. And you might say, well, why is our system so uniquely inefficient? And the answer, of course, is that it's completely dominated by beef and dairy production. The beef and dairy industry have actually practically strangled out all the other industries. I've spoken, for example, with people, say, from the tillage sector in Ireland, and they will tell you they don't get a look in Ireland. The horticulture sector doesn't get a look in. The organic agriculture sector doesn't get a look in. The only people that the likes of the IFA and the other farm organisations have any interest in promoting are two things: beef, dairy, beef and dairy.
Okay, your response to that, please, Pat McCormack.
To be fair, Matt, dairy and beef are the most profitable sectors that are out there. They are what stimulates our rural economies. Now, just, you know, there was a few points made there. One of those is that there are scientific facts out there to prove that Ireland is the most efficient from an environmental impact point of view to produce a kg of milk in comparison to anywhere else around the globe. From a beef perspective, we're somewhere line, I can't say whether it's fourth or fifth, but we're right up there at the very, very top. And to have our Taoiseach say, you know, say he was going to say what he said is extremely disappointing. We are an exporting nation. We have, if you move outside of Dublin, there is nothing other than agriculture to stimulate the economy. And that's why the finger is being pointed at agriculture. But you take agriculture out of rural Ireland, and you strangle the economic survivability of rural Ireland.
He didn't say about taking agriculture out of rural Ireland. He said about eating less red meat for health reasons and environmental reasons. He didn't say he was giving it up. He said he would eat less, and he said he would continue to eat pork and poultry and all the other foodstuffs that are produced in Ireland.
I don't declare to be a health expert, but I will certainly say to you that from an environmental impact point of view, Mr. Varadkar should be out there promoting Ireland for what it does. You know, he should be putting his shoulder to the wheel with agencies like Borbia and Ornua that are out there around the globe. And we are the envy of, and it can be very, very evident when you come together with European farmers, we are the envy of European farmers from an environmental impact point of view.
OK, John Gibbons.
Yeah, again, some interesting points by Pat. What I will counterpoint, if I will, is that the data from Chagast, the Agricultural Statistics Agency, and what they're basically, Chagast have worked out is that if you take out the EU subsidies, which run to about 400 euros per hectare, beef farming, quote, could not continue, unquote. So the so-called engine of rural Ireland is essentially surviving on subsidies. I reckon, and you can correct me on this, Pat, if you think the statistic is wrong, I understand about two-thirds of Irish beef farmers are technically insolvent and only surviving through subsidies. Now, that isn't really the model for a dynamic, forward-looking economy.
We need to look at the system that's out there. We need to look at what the primary producer is receiving for their product.
I agree, Pat.
We need to look at the expectation that the consumer has for a high-quality, high-environmentally sustainable product at a rock-bottom price. That is uneconomically sustainable going forward. When we talk about sustainability and we talk about environmental sustainability, we need to talk about the economic sustainability of those people who are given the privilege of trying to nurture our environment into the future.
Last word to you, John Gibbons.
Yeah, again, I completely agree with Pat. I think, for example, that we, the consumer, don't pay half enough, for example, particularly for beef and for meat products, and particularly we do not pay the environmental costs of it. This, Matt, briefly, was examined by the Citizens' Assembly at the end of 2017, and they came forward, this 100 of our colleague citizens, came forward and said they would strongly support, by a 90% margin, environmental levies on both beef and dairy, targeting high emissions products, on condition that the money was used to support low emissions, sustainable agriculture.
John, that's nobody, not what I implied.
Well, actually, I attended the entire Citizens' Assembly, Pat, so I'd like to believe that I could believe my own ears. And I also read their report, and they're very clear about
this. What I have said to you is that the consumer expects cheap food of high quality at an uneconomically sustainable price.
And Pat, I agree with you, Pat, by the way.
And I'm going to have to leave it there at both of you and set it for hearing you talk over each other. Thank you very much.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.